Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and for me, butterflies. Big race for me coming up this Sunday, Ironman South Africa. We're not going to chat about that today. Lindsay, we're talking about running downhill, and the question came in from Tracy Hutchins Twitch, also within the private Facebook group as part of the Coach Perry online membership. You can join, by the way. Go to coachperry.com/join. Tracy wanted to know, is there a correct technique for running downhill? She said she did a lot of downhill running over the Easter weekend and felt like she was constantly braking. She felt like she had her brakes on, trying to lessen the impact on her legs. She could really feel it in her quads the day afterwards. She wants to know, what's the most economic way to run downhill? Obviously, with it being a downrun comrades this year, it's a question a lot of runners are asking.
Yeah. So, look, a couple of days ago, we answered a question about running cadence and running form. So that probably, well, not probably, that I'm almost certain will hold true for running downhill too, that our bodies will try to find the most economical, efficient way for us to get down the hill. In terms of those impact forces and the discomfort that you're feeling of those impact forces, one of the things that you can do to alleviate that pressure is to not lean back in the hill, which is what we tend to do instinctively, unless we are running fast. If you're running fast, you always lean forward, whether you're going uphill or downhill. So you'd want to still lean slightly forward, not have that backward lean, and then almost have a conscious effort to keep as little contact or your foot in contact with the ground as little as possible. So that would then automatically increase your cadence. Now, it's a little bit contradictory to the answer that I gave a couple of days back, but in terms of downhill running, we're talking about a very short-term change and manipulation that's designed not to make you run more efficiently downhill necessarily, but it is to reduce the actual impact forces that are running through your quadriceps at that period of time. And if we minimize the amount of time we spend on the ground, that means that that ground reaction force will act over a much shorter period of time, which in theory should then reduce the impact on your quads. The trick is not to let yourself spin out of control so that you're running downhill at 3 minutes a K, because then you're gonna do the damage to the quads anyway. Plus, you're gonna be burning up a huge amount of energy, which you don't want to do. So it's a question of still maintaining a nice easy pace or easy effort down the hill, but it's just about controlling the impact of your legs on the ground.
Thank you very much, Lindsay. Yeah, and if I have to try and run 3 minutes a K downhill, the damage is going to be the person I bump into at the bottom of the hill. So it's not my quads we need to be worried about. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that. Don't forget the next Comrades Marathon webinar coming up this week as well. If you'd like to register for it, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/comrades-marathon. That's coachperry.com/comrades-marathon. The links are in the show notes to this episode as well. We look forward to chatting to you during that webinar and answering any comrade-specific questions. So until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.